Look what's back in first place. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The latest CNN poll finds 29% of Americans now say they're concerned about the economy, which puts it ahead of Iraq. They're worried about the effects of the lending crisis, especially if they own bank stocks, which, full disclosure, I do or did. Washington Mutual down 12%. I don't have a lot, but it's a reminder to people who like to say government ought to be run more like a business that the government behaves way too much like a business already. Just consider how the lending business was operating. Mortgage brokers make loans to customers who are desperate to buy overpriced homes, so they stretch the truth about the customer's income and the value of the home. Then the broker sells this piece of paper to some banker who apparently believes every number and never checks it out. Finally, when it turns out the paper is worthless, the bank raises the money it needs by just selling more stock, watering down the price of the stock, and surprising investors who figured, what could be safer than investing in a bank? Well, the same with government. Some congressman is desperate to buy an overpriced weapon system from a local company, stretches the truth to make it look like the military wants it, puts it in a bill. Congress passes the bill without reading it. The thing gets built. Sure enough, it's worthless. The military sells it off, and then to get the money for the stuff they do need, Congress just goes to the taxpayers or the Chinese or the printing press. In business, as in government, the longer the distance between the person who earned the money and the person who spends the money, the dumber the decisions get. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.